Outline of Sermon at Delivered over radio station Cora, Eugene, Oregon, week beginning October 9, 1933, by Herbert W. Armstrong. Tuesday morning, October 11, 33. Text, Acts 16:28-31, Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came, trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. This thrilling piece of apostolic history contains the most important question that can be framed by human lips, What must I do to be saved? This passage records the conversion of the Philippian jailer. There had been an earthquake, the foundations of the prison had been shaken, all the prison doors had been opened. It was shortly after midnight. To understand the answer to the question, what must I do to be saved, we must read Paul's answer in its setting in this story. So many ministers quote Paul's answer as given here, as though it were the complete requirement for salvation, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But the scriptures everywhere affirm that the very first condition to salvation, which is repentance. James tells us faith alone, without true repentance and a willingness to turn from sin and become obedient to God's commandments, will not save us, for, the devils believe, and tremble. Paul did not tell this jailer to repent. He already had repented. He sprang in, trembling, and throwing himself in complete repentance at Paul's feet, realizing God Almighty had caused the earthquake to free Paul and Silas. And his very question, What must I do to be saved? Implies his repentance. So Paul gave him the second and only other condition to salvation, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe. Belief and faith are the same. What is it to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? With a Bible before us, it should be easy to discover. When a messenger brings you a message, you cannot truly believe in the messenger without believing the message he brings. Jesus was sent to bear a message from God to men. He is called the messenger of the covenant, in Malachi 3:1. Jesus said, The Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. John 12:49. The Father said, This is my beloved Son, hear him. Luke 9:35. What was the message? Jesus said he was sent to preach the kingdom of God. I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Luke 4:43. It is important that we believe what Jesus said and preached his gospel, or good news, for he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. John 3:36. To truly believe on the Lord Jesus Christ is to believe that message, or gospel which he proclaimed. Peter tells us how to find out exactly what message he brought. Turn to Acts 10:36-37. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all that word, I say, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached. Notice these points in this text. 1. Who sent it, - God sent. 2. To whom sent, unto the children of Israel. 3. By whom sent, by Jesus Christ. 4. In what region published, which was published throughout all Judea. 5. From what point it began, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached. Such plain directions take us direct to Mark 1:14, Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye, and believe the gospel. Here we see Jesus began in Galilee, after John's preaching had ceased, and the gospel he preached, the message he brought was the gospel of the kingdom. And he told what to do to be saved, first, repent, and second, believe the gospel. He came preaching the good news of a kingdom which is soon to replace the present crumbling and toppling nations of this earth, and he said to repent, and to believe that good news of this coming kingdom. That is the good news, the gospel we must believe to be saved. That is the gospel Jesus sent the apostles and all ministers to preach. Turn to Luke 9:1-2. Then he called his 12 disciples together, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God, and to heal. Notice he commissioned the other 70 to preach exactly the same gospel, as recorded in Luke 10:1-2, 9, after these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, Say unto them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Jesus said, In telling of these last days in which we live today, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matt 24:14. So it is the gospel all ministers ought to be preaching today. It is the gospel the apostles did preach. Philip went down to the city of Samaria, preaching to the Gentiles, and we read, in Acts 8:12, that when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Notice, they believed the things concerning this coming kingdom or government, and upon believing this gospel, and accepting Christ, they were baptized. It is the gospel Paul preached. He had been some time preaching in Ephesus, and now, he said in farewell, Acts 20:25, Behold, I know that yet all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. And after 2 years of preaching in Rome, late in life, we read, Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God. Acts 28:30-31. The word gospel means good news, or glad tidings. Kingdom means, according to Webster, territory or domain of a king. Territory over which sovereign power extends. A kingdom involves 3 things, 1, territory, 2, citizens, or subjects, 3, a king or ruler. It means a nation, or government. When Jesus said, Repent ye, and believe the gospel, in Mark 1:15, we know from verse 14 he referred to the gospel of the kingdom. And likewise when he said, in Mark 16:15-16, Go ye into all the world, his commission to ministers for all this age, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. He meant he that believeth what is preached the gospel shall be saved, and he that believes not this gospel shall be damned. And this gospel is none other than the good news of the kingdom of God which the scriptures tell us Jesus preached. But who shall dare to preach any other gospel? I want to read it to you, from Galatians 1:6-9, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ, the gospel Christ brought and preached the gospel of the kingdom. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now notice, it is a double curse, repeated in the next, or 9th, verse, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. And we have learned that the gospel Paul preached was the gospel of the kingdom. Now, of what truths does this gospel consist? We already have discussed, Monday and Tuesday mornings, that it is the good news of a kingdom, or government, or nation, soon to replace the present governments now crumbling in revolution over the world. We have seen that Jesus will be the king, was born to be king, and that his kingdom will last forever. We have seen that the Bible clearly describes all present world conditions, which are the sign that we are now in the very end of this age, and that the second coming of Christ is now soon to occur, when he shall come to set up the kingdom of God upon earth, and to reign and rule forever. Where will this kingdom be, throughout all eternity? What will be the territory which comprises it? How may we become citizens in it and obtain an inheritance in it? These questions will form the subjects for the messages to follow during this week. Note, It is a fact that very few churches permit this gospel to be preached today. Very few ministers are proclaiming it. Yet a double curse is pronounced upon any who dare to preach any other gospel. It is necessary that we understand this good news of the coming kingdom, and that we believe it. We must believe this gospel, this good news of the coming kingdom, to be saved. If you want to know what God has prophesied about the vast majority of the preachers of today, read Ezekiel 34:1-10, Jeremiah 23:1-4, Isaiah 56:10-12. Today most preachers are submitting to the demands of their congregations to preach soft and smooth things, and deceits instead of truth, as foretold in Isaiah 30:8-11. God solemnly charges them to preach the word, 2 Tim 4:1-2, but the time has come when most people will not endure sound doctrine, so their preachers, to maintain their own popularity and their salaries, are turning them to fables, verses 3 and 4. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the ditch. Let us not be deceived and misled. Let us wake up. Read 2 Cor 6:14-17, and Revelation 18:4, and heed the warning. Available first from Friends of the Sabbath website www.friendsofsabbath.org.